Cambridge English Advanced Listening Practice Test.
There are four parts to this test. There are 30 questions in total. Each question carries one mark. You will hear each piece twice. Before each piece, you will hear this sound. Now look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You overhear two friends discussing a new reality TV show, which features a group of celebrities. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
I watched it and I quite enjoyed it.
Aren't you getting tired of watching celebrities being put in ridiculous situations and trying to cope with them?
Well, you could say that, because everything on TV now is celebrity this, celebrity that.
I suppose this one was more original than most. 6 elderly celebrities trying to survive on a desert island for a month.
I think people have a fascination with celebrities in any situation. It's like, in the past, we lived in more close-knit communities or had larger families, and now celebrity culture has replaced that.
You mean we have a fixation with watching celebrities as if they're part of our wider social group?
Yes. So we tune in every week to see how our replacement family are coping on the TV show. We want to know how they're doing.
Maybe you're right. I did like that woman, the actress. She was really famous about 20 years ago.
You've got to wonder, though, why people like her would go on a show like that.
I thought she was hilarious.
She was funny, I suppose, but a bit too attention-seeking for my taste. Don't you think she's only on the show to raise her profile and make sure she's not forgotten? I doubt if she's had any proper TV work in ages. I watched it and I quite enjoyed it.
Aren't you getting tired of watching celebrities being put in ridiculous situations and trying to cope with them?
Well, you could say that, because everything on TV now is celebrity this, celebrity that.
I suppose this one was more original than most. 6 elderly celebrities trying to survive on a desert island for a month.
I think people have a fascination with celebrities in any situation. It's like, in the past, we lived in more close-knit communities or had larger families, and now celebrity culture has replaced that.
You mean we have a fixation with watching celebrities as if they're part of our wider social group?
Yes. So we tune in every week to see how our replacement family are coping on the TV show. We want to know how they're doing.
Maybe you're right. I did like that woman, the actress. She was really famous about 20 years ago.
You've got to wonder, though, why people like her would go on a show like that.
I thought she was hilarious.
She was funny, I suppose, but a bit too attention-seeking for my taste. Don't you think she's only on the show to raise her profile and make sure she's not forgotten? I doubt if she's had any proper TV work in ages.
Extract 2. You hear two students talking about a new method of dealing with waste plastic, using fungus. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Have you read about how much plastic waste there is? Trillions of pieces floating in the oceans.
Well, one of the main problems with plastic is that it isn't biodegradable. It doesn't break down for centuries. But what would you say to the idea of a plastic-eating mushroom?
Oh, yes. I read about that.
Some scientists are working on figuring out a way of using fungus to deal with the threat plastic poses to the environment. Basically, they've created a method where the fungus is mixed with plastic, and it grows, using the plastic as food. It consumes it. And in just a couple of months, rather than centuries, the plastic is totally digested. Imagine if it really does work, it would be revolutionary. A spectacular development.
Yeah, but that's not all. Because after the waste plastic has been broken down by the fungus, you're left with this edible stuff. Nothing different from an ordinary mushroom. I have to say, though, it sounds a bit risky to me. I mean, it's not as if plastic doesn't contain poisonous substances. The idea of turning it all into some kind of food sounds amazing, but I wouldn't want to think too carefully about what I'd be putting in my mouth. Have you read about how much plastic waste there is? Trillions of pieces floating in the oceans.
Well, one of the main problems with plastic is that it isn't biodegradable. It doesn't break down for centuries. But what would you say to the idea of a plastic-eating mushroom?
Oh, yes. I read about that.
Some scientists are working on figuring out a way of using fungus to deal with the threat plastic poses to the environment. Basically, they've created a method where the fungus is mixed with plastic, and it grows, using the plastic as food. It consumes it. And in just a couple of months, rather than centuries, the plastic is totally digested. Imagine if it really does work, it would be revolutionary. A spectacular development.
Yeah, but that's not all. Because after the waste plastic has been broken down by the fungus, you're left with this edible stuff. Nothing different from an ordinary mushroom. I have to say, though, it sounds a bit risky to me. I mean, it's not as if plastic doesn't contain poisonous substances. The idea of turning it all into some kind of food sounds amazing, but I wouldn't want to think too carefully about what I'd be putting in my mouth.
Extract 3. You overhear a woman explaining an experience she had with an escape room game. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, I went with some colleagues to try out an escape room yesterday. You know, it's where you're locked in a room and you have to cooperate to solve different puzzles in order to escape before your time limit runs out. I got a real kick out of working with people to try and piece together clues under pressure.
Doesn't sound very nice. Paying money to deliberately trap yourself in a room with a group of co-workers sounds too much like an average day at the office to me. Though I understand these things are something of a fad now as team-building events for corporate organisations, so they must be considered effective.
Yes, they're appearing in cities all over the world.
So it's basically like a real-life video game?
Not exactly. You play video games to relax and switch off, but room escape games are the opposite. It sets your pulse racing, because time isn't on your side, and you have a series of problems in front of you with no obvious solution. Then it's a real thrill when you suddenly realise what you need to do to find a hidden key and open a lock.
Maybe I'll give one a try.
So, I went with some colleagues to try out an escape room yesterday. You know, it's where you're locked in a room and you have to cooperate to solve different puzzles in order to escape before your time limit runs out. I got a real kick out of working with people to try and piece together clues under pressure.
Doesn't sound very nice. Paying money to deliberately trap yourself in a room with a group of co-workers sounds too much like an average day at the office to me. Though I understand these things are something of a fad now as team-building events for corporate organisations, so they must be considered effective.
Yes, they're appearing in cities all over the world.
So it's basically like a real-life video game?
Not exactly. You play video games to relax and switch off, but room escape games are the opposite. It sets your pulse racing, because time isn't on your side, and you have a series of problems in front of you with no obvious solution. Then it's a real thrill when you suddenly realise what you need to do to find a hidden key and open a lock.
Maybe I'll give one a try.
That's the end of part 1.